But anyway, he came to me and said, why did it take so long? I said, well, I have no idea. I said, you know, that only God knows that. I said, why don't you seek him, begin to petition him? I believe he'll tell you. So Dave began to petition God. God, why did it take so long for me to get healed? Finally, one day, the Lord told him. He said, because I don't know you, Dave. You don't know who I am. What? God, I go to church every Sunday. I tithe. He said, I know I'm there with you. I know what you're doing. But he said, you and I have no intimacy. You don't spend but just a few minutes a day in my word. We have no intimacy. I don't know you, Dave. He said, Lord, then why did you heal me? He said, because of your persistence. You were very persistent. You believe and you trusted. He said, now, if you would do what I say, and you would give me a tithe of your time every day, at least get in my word and be intimate with me, then when you ask me for something, I'll do it quickly. Amen. And boy, their first baby, I think Ayesha told me yesterday, she was in labor 3 days. I mean, I said something about 30 hours. She said, no, not 30 hours, 3 days. She remembers well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember it that well, but I wasn't there. But she, I mean, I was here with them, but I wasn't the one going through the pain, but she was. Well, by the time the second baby come along, Dave had been doing what God says. I mean, he's in the Word. Now, he's the spiritual head of the house, see. And he's doing his best to walk in the love that God told him to walk in. He ain't perfect yet, and he'll tell you that, but he's working on it. And it come time for their second baby last year. Last year, on December the 30th, Cheryl and I was going to go out to dinner. And I walked by and I looked at Ayesha and she's big. You know how we say big as a barrel? You know, she was big, got a baby in there. I said, when's the baby going to be born? She said, I don't know, Thurman, when God's ready. I said, okay. So at 6:30, we leave. And we come back at 10:30 and they have an hour and a half old baby girl. I mean, just bam. They went to the Lord and he said, Lord, why did little John take so long and be so much pain and suffering? And this one was so easy. And the Lord said, oh, Dave, I delivered this one for you. I was there because you were intimate with me. So I blessed your little daughter. Bam. I mean, almost no pain, no suffering, no nothing. In just a matter of a few minutes, she goes into labor and bam, that little girl comes bouncing out of there almost ready to run and play. Now then, I mean, no pain. Now, if you ask Ayesha, which one of those two do you think she wants for the third one? Yeah. I think we all know, don't you? She wants a quick and easy one. Well, now see, Dave's got to stay in the Word. Amen. And I remember last night when I said something to Dave at 1:30 or 2 o'clock this morning, whatever it was, I said, I'm going to bed. He said, me too, because I got to get up in the morning and have my quiet time with God for a couple hours. Ooh. God made a lasting impression on him. You know it? He made a lasting impression. But without faith, what is it possible to do? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he or she that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, he means that. Now then, if you're somewhere and somebody says, are you a Christian? And you say, yeah. Don't say it too loud. Somebody else might hear. If that's the kind of Christian you are, forget it. When you walk in a place, everybody should know that the power of God is beaming all over you. Eldon and I went on the biggest shopping spree that we've been in lately. We went over the other day at Home Depot because we had a 10% discount card. And we had to use it. Boy, we went over there to buy stuff for this building. I mean, we're walking down aisles. And we're walking down aisles. Can you tell me where this is? Yes, sir. It's on aisle 10. Praise the Lord. Thank you. That's the way we said it. You know, praise the Lord. And we prayed for people, talked to people. He ministered to people. I ministered to people. I'm looking over and I need Eldon to help me pick up something heavy. I say, Eldon. And I look, where did he go? Oh, way down at the end, I got two ladies captured down there giving out CDs and talking to them about Jesus. I'm telling you, we was in that place 5 hours that day. And we bought all these carts full of stuff and we got ready to check out. We walked up there, and I'm checking the first big deal out. And a guy turns around and he said, I ain't never seen two men bolder with the Word of God in my life than you two. He said, I heard your guys' voices, heard y'all talking about Jesus. He said, I'm a Christian, and I'm not nowhere close to where you guys are, but I want to be where you guys are in my boldness with Jesus. I thought, wow, we're making an impact in Home Depot. Does the people in Home Depot know when I walk in? Yes, they all know me. They all know me. Why do they know me? Because I walk in the power and a demonstration of the Spirit's power. I had one of the young men the other day come up, walked up, tapped me on the back. I turned, I said, hey, brother, how you doing? He said, I just want to say hi to you. I want to hear a few encouraging words. He said, every time you come in here, he said, you lift me up and make me feel good. Now, what are we supposed to be doing as Christians? We're supposed to be doing these kind of things for the people. This is a new covenant that you and I live in. We ain't supposed to be sick and afflicted. We're supposed to be sons and daughters of the Most High God that's doing great things for the kingdom of God. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And if we believe these promises, but we see this new God under the new covenant, Hebrews 11 says, but without faith, you can't please the God, the Lord. If you don't please Him, guess what He's going to do for you? Nothing. That's absolutely right. Nothing. Now then, let's go to James chapter 1. Verse 6 and 7, and I'm going to show you what happens when you don't ask in faith. Now, used to in the Baptist church when we prayed for somebody, oh God, if it be your will, brother so-and-so's down there in the hospital, would you please, maybe, Lord, if it were your will, you're laughing like maybe you've been there, huh? Have you ever seen that before?
Yes.
You've been in a church just like that?
Yeah.
Oh, have I been? I didn't know any different. But it doesn't make any difference with God if you don't know. He's made a set of rules. Oh, He says, Terry, I'm so sorry. I feel so sorry for you because you hadn't spent any time in the Word. I'm going to go ahead and answer that prayer for you anyway. No, no, that's not God, is it? No. Need. The thing that I've learned that doesn't move His hand. Need. Don't move His hand. But God, I'm sick. I'm afflicted. I'm hurting. He said, I know. I see you. But get rid of your sin and then come to me in faith. I'll do something for you. It's just like I told Phil back there, running the camera. Of course, now he's 24 years old. But when Philip was 11, he's a young man that had all the warts and scars all over his body. You know, some of you may have heard that story. But Phil's mother and dad asked me to come over to their home when Philip was a little 11-year-old boy. And when they brought Philip out here, he had warts everywhere on his face. I mean, he had them in his eyes, in his eyebrows, in his nose, in his mouth, all under his throat. All over his hands. He had them all over his body. Big, huge one that burned some of them off his hands. Had scars and warts on top of the scars. And they asked me to come. And I went over and spent all afternoon, Sunday afternoon with them. You know, I could be doing something else on Sunday afternoon, couldn't I? I could be sitting home watching the football game. But I don't ever see no miracles when I do that. But if I'm about God's business on Sunday afternoon, I get to see the Lord do wonderful things. So I went over there. They asked me to come. I didn't say, well, I've got to watch the Cowboys first. I thought, man, I'm just going to run over. I don't even care if I eat. You know, I'm just going to go over there and give God a chance to do something wonderful. So I go running over there. And as I ask them about sin, and I go through the scripture all afternoon with the Word. And then I turn and I told Philip, I said, Phil. And, of course, when Phil come in, little 11-year-old boy, he said, Mr. Scrivener, I hate all these warts because said all the kids at school called me warty, and I hate it. I said, son, I understand. But I said, you know, something you got to learn about God. I said, He's not a need God. I said, need does not move His hand. I said, He'll let you take them warts to your grave. But I said, He is a faith God. And with faith, I guarantee we can get these warts and scars off of your body. Now, how big is your God? Is He big enough to take warts and scars off? Mine is. He wasn't for a long time. You know, when I was that little Baptist deacon, I had Him in a box. Little bitty box. But I mean, I started to say, I guess I need to stop talking about the Baptist because it's in every church. It's not just Baptist. It's Methodist, Pentecost, Church of Christ. It's everything. It's the church. We got God in this little bitty tiny box, and we don't believe He'll do what He said in His Word. So anyway, I went over there and got them to repent of all their sins, and we prayed the prayer of faith for him, and I used that wonderful promise. In fact, this James chapter 1, 6, and 7. Let's hold that, Dave, and flip back to Matthew 18, 19 right quick. This great and awesome promise that's under our covenant that you and I have today. But look at this promise. This is for you. Matthew 18, 19. Again, Jesus is talking. I, Jesus, say unto you. Put your name right there. And again, Jesus says unto Thurman, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it might be done for them. Is that what he said? Oh, he didn't say that, did he? He said, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, that should that build your faith? Should you, if two of you on earth agree about what?
Anything.
Young lady, what's anything?
All things.
Isn't that wonderful? So there's got to be a problem with all these promises we see so little in the church, right? Got to be a problem here. Because this is God which cannot lie. Okay, so here's what happens. I told Phil, I said, now, we're going to pray in faith. Because we knelt there on the floor. I quoted that promise, Matthew 18, 19. Because see, Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord says, I watch over my word to perform it. I'm ready to perform my word, not yours. That's in Jeremiah 1:12. So, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching what? Would that cover Phil's warts?
Yes.
Any scars? Sure. So we kneel there on the floor. All of us, the whole family. And I ask the Father in the name of Jesus to take off all his warts and scars. And I thank him for doing it. I said, now it's done. I tell everybody, I say, thank you, Lord, for taking off all my warts and scars. And we stand up. And his mother says, when are they going to come off? I said, now that's the only thing God don't tell me. When? I said, he may do it in a minute. He may do it in a day. He may do it in a week. He may do it in a month. I don't know. But what? Let's go back now to James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. And let's see what happens if I don't ask in faith, believing. But let him ask in what?
Faith.
Nothing wavering. How much can I waver? Oh, Lord, please take these warts and scars off of Phil now, Father, if it be your will.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.